iconic events of summer for families across the Midwest, including mine, is just north of the Illinois border, and that's the Wisconsin State Fair. And although the fair was canceled this year, like everything else, they are doing something just brilliant. You can still enjoy all the goodies and drive through the fair park to do it. Kathleen O'Leary is the CEO of the fair, and she joins us tonight. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm okay, thank you.
You know, I know I and millions of others could not be any more bummed, but like every other summer rite of passage this year, but you have come up with such a really fabulous solution to all of this to enjoy. And we'll get to that in a couple seconds, but being that it's canceled, this isn't the first time in over almost, you know, what is it, over 170 years that you've been doing this, that the fair was canceled for some reason or another.
It would have been 169.
Yeah.
This would have been the 169th. And yes, this is the sixth cancellation in that very long, steeped in tradition history, not ever wanting to have been the sixth. But yes, it was canceled 3 years for the Civil War. So it was canceled in 1861, 1862, and 1863. And then again in 1893, due to the World's Columbian Exposition, the AKA World's Fair that was held in Chicago.
Right.
And then in 1945 for World War II.
Yeah, all makes sense. And now this.
You know, a pandemic.
My 8-year-old said to me the other day, he goes, "Dad, when you were little and you went through this," I'm like, "Oh no, stop! There, this never happened. Like you're the winner. Nobody else, as far as I know, has gone through something like this as a kid. Like it's just so hard to explain to our younger generation who enjoys so many of these things, going to a baseball game, going to the fair. That yeah, that's not happening, but." But we've got an easy solution. Yeah, you can watch baseball on television. Yeah, you can watch them on the rooftops across the street with limited capacity. And now there's a drive-through, so you get all the tastes that you enjoy. And I told him, I said, "Look, we're going to drive up there a couple times, and because you've got every weekend for like a month, I think, right? You're doing something as a drive-through, and I just think that's brilliant because you're giving us a little bit of what we need."
Thank you. And that is definitely the reason why we're doing it. I mean, when we finally came to terms with what we had to do, and it was as agonizing of a decision as it was the right decision. And it was safety is our first and foremost priority. So that being said, I shifted the whole focus of everyone and said we need to now move to innovative thinking. And this is what we do. We produce, you know, a million person event. Yeah. That has thousands of components to it,
yeah.
Between the agricultural aspect of it, the amusement aspect of it, you know, the shopping and the food and beverage and all of that. So I said, we just really need to think about it. And certainly for the listeners that have enjoyed the Wisconsin State Fair, cream puffs are our signature food item.
Yeah.
Food
yeah.
at the Wisconsin State Fair is the, you know, most sought after
yeah. Yeah.
love of the fair. I mean, certainly agriculture is the cornerstone of who we are, but food is what drives people. So we knew that we were going to have to do something with food. So we let the cream puffs lead the idea and the thinking. We kind of, in the beginning, we're calling it the sweeten the sting, right? Sweeten that sting of this disappointment for so many,
yeah.
for everyone that loves the fair. But we moved into what we're calling fair necessities, and this is the first weekend, and it is the first of 4 weekends. So you will, the people that come out, and I hope you do, please, it is a whole experience. So a lot of people are doing food drive-throughs, right? That's what we should be doing to give people things. But this is a whole experience. So the Milwaukee Mile is the historical 1 mile over. It's oval. It's the oldest oval in the country. You will come actually into and onto the Milwaukee Mile when you begin this food experience, uh-huh. this food drive-through experience. So you will come in, and you'll come in what is Gate 9, and all of this is on our website at wistatefair.com. But you will come into the fair park, into the mile, and you will actually drive on the historical Milwaukee Mile. You'll come around, and you'll go down Pit Row, and that's where you will begin in the actual racetrack area, there will be 7 different vendors. And if you want the first one, then there's going to be a whole queuing area so that you can go in and get your first one. This weekend, it's corn dogs and Dippin' Dots. And it's one of our greatest corn dog vendor. Mm-hmm. They're delicious, by the way. Had one today. you go in there and then you get your corn dogs, and then you can come back out and get right back into the queue. And if that's all you wanted, then you just bypass and you keep going, and or you can stop into the second one, which is the pork chop, and then you could go on to the third one, and then the sixth. And then we actually bring you out of the racetrack and into the heart of the park. So you will be brought out of the racetrack up onto the top of Grandstand Avenue, and that is where you can get corn. So then if you want the corn, you pull in, and then if you want to move on, and then you can just bypass all of the other stands and leave with your food if you've gotten what you want, or there will be about 4 more stands that are in the heart of the park. But we are creating the experience. You can see the Fair Park. You can see the historical Milwaukee Mile. And the menus are changing. So, the Rick's Dill Pickle Pizza is to die for. That is there this weekend.
Okay.
Waffle chicks. So Charlie's Great Food with the turkey. But all of it's on our website. And then next week, a new set of vendors. But the last 2 weekends, which are the 2 weekends that would be the Wisconsin State Fair, starting on August 6th, we will have cream puffs.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have all of those other food vendors, but then you can actually come in and simply just get your cream puffs. You'll come in a different gate, and you will just come in, and there'll be multiple lanes. You do need to pre-order, so please do go on our website and check this out.
Okay.
Yep. And then you just come in and you get your cream puffs, or you can have the whole fair food drive-through experience for those last 2 weekends.
I love it. And as I mentioned to you off air, you know, the map that you guys put out, which you can find on the website as well, is very clear and easy to follow. You know how you do it. And I think what was really exciting is that you get to go into the fair park. So, I mean, if you really just loved being there, and you at least get a little bit of a taste of it. But I'm going to suggest you bring some plastic for your seats and some big bath towels to wrap around yourself if you're going to eat all this stuff in the car. That's my guess.
Good suggestion. Because it is important to know that you cannot get out of your vehicles.
Right.
So just due to the safety, certainly pedestrians with vehicles is not a good thing ever, but just for the safety of our current pandemic that we are in, it is strictly a drive-through. There are no gathering areas to stop. So, I mean, there's areas around the fair park. There's parks around the fair park, so you might want to do a little of your homework in that respect. But as far as the drive-through is concerned, it is not an area where you will be able to stop and have your picnic. Unfortunately, if we could do it our way, we would absolutely do that. But due to our current situation.
But Thursdays through Sundays, this is the first weekend. The last 2 weekends, you said, are the cream puffs. You guys also have, which I thought was brilliant, a Wisconsin Products Pavilion box. So if anyone is familiar with the fair, there's a Wisconsin Products building with the maple syrup and the cranberries and all that other good stuff. You can get a sampler box sent anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country, and it is all of the commodity groups, the commodity growers, producers of Wisconsin. If you haven't been to the Wisconsin State Fair, this building is what people just clamor to, because that's where you get your fresh berries, your fresh cherries, your fresh maple. So in this box is cream puff flavored coffee from Barris Brothers. We have hickory sausage sticks from Usinger's, caramel candy apple kit from our apple producers. I mean, this is all on the website. There's multiple options, and they're all in this box. It costs $68, and we're shipping all around the country, but if we're shipping to the Chicagoland area, you're going to pay, you know, about a $10 shipping, which is really not very much, and it's all stable fresh, stable ready, but it will give you the delicacies and the deliciousness of the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, and certainly all of the commodity groups we're so proud of.
And I want to remind people, too, that the state fair, and just like I talk about restaurants all the time, is, you know, make sure you go visit and order from your favorite restaurants so they're here when this is all over. It's so important. The fair is such an integral part of of people who work there, their income and what they sell at that fair in that short time period. It is really the heartbeat of their year. And, you know, these vendors that are going to be there working, you know, in sweat and in heat to serve you, make sure, you know, you thank them, you tip them, and absolutely make sure, you know, pick a day. You know, if you can go on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I mean, this is all weekend long for 4 weeks. Go see these folks and take care of them and get some great food, right?
Oh, I thank you for that wonderful shout out. And this is devastating for the disappointment of the fairgoers, but the exhibitors, obviously is, you know, for our exhibitors on our agricultural side, for our amusement ride op and game operators. I mean, they've not had any carnivals since, you know, March. So it's been devastating for all industries, for everyone. And you said it earlier when you were talking about your son. I mean, it's not as though there's not a resource. It's not as though you can go, hey, you've been through this. What is it like? Yeah. What should we do? Right. Yeah. We are, and I don't want to be cliche, we are in it together.
Yeah.
We will get through it together. But this is just our way to give back a bit of joy, a puff of happiness, as we say, when we think about our cream puffs. And, you know, just trying to make this be the best that it can be in the light of a pandemic.
And again, to find out all the details of the food vendors and exactly how this works, the map and everything. And I'll remind folks, you know, the Wisconsin State Fair is not far from here. It's a lot closer than the Illinois or anything else. That's why I've gone up there with my family for so many years. But just across the border, hour 20, hour and a half from Chicago. It's like going Chicago to Naperville during rush hour, quite frankly. So if you want to find out more information about this, it's Wisconsin State Fair, wistatefair.com, and to find out more information about all that. Kathleen, again, I'm going to miss it. We're all going to miss it. But I will say this is the second best alternative to provide us with a little bit of summer. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, and thank you, you know, you to everyone, the listeners that have come out there, and, you know, hopefully we get this thing going in the right direction, and we will want to celebrate with all of you August 5th to the 15th in 2021, and we will come back, and we will be stronger and smarter and bigger and bolder and better, and something that is just too big and too wonderful to miss.
Well said. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you.
All right. A little history coming up next on 720 WGN.